Why are you calling me warped?
I don't know, because you were on a warped tour and you sang the time warp and then you were talking like...
So, that's so you verbalized it as a threat to me?
Is
this the breaking point?
This is the
Are we too long quarantined together where we have to now air out all our dirty laundry
that you're
on the podcast while you're eating a banana?
What other platform would we do this on?
I don't know. List the platforms. Oh my god, it's happening.
What? Our first fight?
Welcome
to our first fight, everybody.
Yeah, welcome to the fight cast.
The fight.
Where we just beat each other up now and record it. It could be more entertaining than what we've been doing.
I mean, I guess.
I'm not going to rule it out.
But the people are here for movie stuff.
Yes.
What movies have you watched recently?
I got to think on that for a little bit. The first thing that came to my mind was that we started watching The Witcher.
Yeah.
On Netflix. It's pretty cool. It's kind of like, at least current, we're like halfway through the season. It's like more boring Game of Thrones right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, the creatures are really fucking cool.
The creatures are sweet, and the action is awesome, but it's like minutes out of the whole hour episode.
Yep.
It's like, come on.
There was a movie I watched on Hulu. I have to think of it, though. You tell the people what you've watched while I think of what I watched.
Well, we watched the Lego series, What We Do in the Shadows, started The Witcher. And I most recently watched Prince of Egypt, which is a freaking baller movie. It doesn't matter what religion you are, it's a masterpiece. The music, the animation style at the time.
Why does it not matter what religion you are?
Because it's the story of Exodus.
And
biblical stuff.
Nice.
But I remember that movie was my very first... I made my very first move. I remember I was in daycare, and they took us to see the movie, and I sat next to the girl that I liked, and I...
In daycare?
Yeah, and I grabbed her hand. I thought I was the bee's knees.
How old were you in daycare?
I have no idea.
Is that like... Because what comes to mind for me is like 4?
Maybe.
5?
Dude, I was all about it. It's so great.
I think it's funny that you remember it.
Yeah. Well, it was like my very first date with 25 other children.
I watched Vice on Hulu. I just remembered. It was nominated for Best Picture now 2 years ago. Because the last year... was 2019, so in 2018.
Oh, very good.
It's about Dick Cheney and kind of his life in politics, and it'll piss you off. So if you are already sick of this politically charged climate that we're in, maybe save that for after quarantine, but also it's a good time killer over quarantine.
Isn't it super long?
Not really. It's maybe 2.5 hours.
Christian Bale's pretty good in it, though.
I would say closer to 2 hours. There was something I remember I watched for 1.5 hours. Because I remember thinking, like, oh, this will be pretty quick. And it went by, like, not super quick. But I don't remember what movie that was.
Wow.
So. Yep.
Wow. That
entertainment.
You know, fascinating movie.
Entertaining podcast conversation right there. All right. Well
I'm sure it'll come to you halfway through.
Let's do this one. You get to shake the hat.
Sweetness.
And I get
shake
to...
Shake a dish.
I get to pick the thing.
Ooh. What's it going to be?
I grabbed like... Oh, God. I grabbed like 4 of them, and then I ended up dropping them all in. So, the one chosen by Destiny as my fumbling, we will be doing a reboot today.
Oh, no.
Of a classic franchise. My favorite franchise. We're going to reboot the original trilogy of Star Wars today. As if it were remade.
I totally thought you were going to say VeggieTales.
Maybe like a couple of years or so. Once, I don't know, some amount of time has passed. Depending on your
man,
your opinion of where Star Wars is at right now. if something crazy were to happen and they said, all right, we're going to remake the old ones or something, or even just make something new, but using the same characters, but with different actors, however we want to think of it. But
okay, okay.
This is the Star Wars original trilogy reboot for the modern era.
Wow. So, that's a big, big series.
It's a big task to overcome.
Everybody strap in and grab your snacks. I almost said grab your bananas.
I thought you were going to say grab your lightsabers, like as an innuendo.
Oh, no.
Strap in and grab your lightsabers, folks.
Well, but then I say grab your bananas because that's my snack that I'm eating.
Also innuendo-y.
Exactly. So, you know, it's all phallic. It's great. All right. So, who is even in Star Wars, Spencer?
Well, you should be able to tell us that now that I've made you watch the movies with me.
Yeah, and I didn't fall asleep this time.
Yeah, right? God, just you saying that stirs a flame inside
we
of me.
We started them way too late, and it was a long day. So we have Luke, ground skipper, and...
Han Solo?
Hans Zimmer.
Mine just says participant. It's a good inside joke for the robot chicken fans out there.
Ha ha ha. So who we got? We got Luke.
I'm writing them down. I expect you to talk about them while I'm writing them.
Oh, okay. Luke Skywalker, little wussy boy.
Little
wussy boy orphan works on a farm and wants power converters. Han Solo, lone wolf ranger. Type of like cowboy gunslinger type of dude. Also Leia Organa, she's a princess. Yeah, princess yep. of Genovia, and related isn't to that, Luke ground skipper.
What is it?
That's Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries. Yeah. I almost said Princess Bride.
Yeah. Also
some
Chewbacca.
Fucking princess.
Also Chewbacca. Han Solo's pet. Also co-pilot. C-3PO, useless robot, but entertaining, great comic relief. R2-D2, the one that actually does all the work in the series.
True.
And beloved by so many. Also Lando Calrissian.
Lando Cavalieri.
Lando
Calamari.
Yeah.
Caviar. Lando Calrissian.
Lando Caviar. Who lives
Lando
in the clouds
Calrissian.
And he is a princess. He's also...
I haven't been listening. Have you been calling everybody princesses this whole time?
No.
Ever since?
That would have been great, though.
Chewbacca, the hairy princess. R2-D2, the metal robot princess.
So yeah, Lando's a princess with a mustache and he lives in the clouds. He loves it. Then we have Darth Respirator. And he is a dark princess who wears some sick gear. And you can never see his face because, spoiler alert, he had a bad acid accident when he was a naughty little boy. So,
okay, we'll go with that.
Who else do we have? Emperor Palpatine, old dude, cranky dude, and...
Old dude, cranky dude.
Old dude, cranky dude, and... What is this, Grand Moff?
It's Grand Moff Tarkin.
What the heck is that?
He's the guy from Episode 4 who's Peter Cushing in the original one. He's the governor of, like, the Death Star. He's like, you may fire when ready. You know, the main leader dude. He kind of looks like a...
Is he a guy that looks like a skeleton? A
little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I figured we would have him. So we've got, like, the main cast kind of throughout 4, 5, and 6. I haven't put in any like secondary characters like, you know, the Ewoks or Jabba the Hutt or whatever. But then I figured I'd pick a big bad kind of representing each of the movies. So
yeah.
Vader was kind of the key. We should have Boba Fett in here too.
That's what I was thinking.
Boba, the fan favorite who doesn't really do anything.
Are we going to do boy Anakin or teenage angsty Anakin?
No.
Well...
Because those are the prequels. Although we could cast like an elderly Anakin who's behind the mask. Sort
oh,
of
and like an Obi-Wan.
That's true. That's a good call. I forgot about Obi-Wan.
For those of you
slash old Ben
who don't know.
Oh, we got to do Yoda too.
We have a picture of Obi-Wan who is in his robes, who has like the golden halo around him, and it looks like our friend Jesus up in Cloud City. And it's amazing. We had some guys come in and like fix our heater or something, and they were probably like, what even are these people?
That amongst all our other decorations. Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty great.
So yeah, we've got kind of the main cast: Luke, Han, Leia, Chewie, 3PO, and R2, and then Lando. I picked kind of a big bad from each main movie. Vader's kind of the big bad of Empire Strikes Back. Boba Fett kind of makes appearances, so I threw him in there, but he was introduced in 5. Emperor Palpatine is pretty much the main villain of 6, because they're trying to stop him. And then Tarkin is kind of like the big bad alongside Vader in 4, since he's the one kind of pulling the strings in the Death Star. And then we added on Boba Fett, the bounty hunter, everybody's favorite, because people would be upsetty spaghetti if we didn't cast him. Old Ben, Obi-Wan Kenobi, an old Jedi master now, mainly in 4, but he appears as a ghost in 5 and 6, so we could still use him throughout. And then Master Yoda, the other old Jedi master. If you don't know Yoda, go fuck yourself. What are you even doing listening to a movie podcast?
Yeah.
You don't have to have seen Star Wars to know who or what Yoda is, especially thanks to the Baby Yoda memes.
Yeah. Or have you ever bought apples or bananas at the supermarket? They took over the branding of fruit.
Yep.
And I'm sure Yoda was on those.
Yeah. It's pretty much on there. Cool. Well, we have a cast of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 characters. And I think we'll be casting more towards the spirit of the character and not necessarily trying to replicate or replace the actor who did it before.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let's do this.
Yep. All right. I think I've got a pretty solid idea for Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
To have someone youthful, full of excitement, wants to get off his home planet and take to the stars and go on an adventure. He's eager. He's naive. He's a real little whiny boy in the first movie.
Yeah, he is.
But then can turn powerful and can turn into a Jedi presence, a strong master of the Force. And I think we saw a bit of that transformation with Spider-Man in the MCU.
Ooh.
So I would pick Tom Holland, I think, for my Luke Skywalker.
Dude, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'd be great for that.
Yeah, I think he's got that youthful power to him. When they originally cast Star Wars, they had a lot of no-name actors, but I think we're just kind of, you know, if they're going to reboot it, they're probably going to have bigger names. Even though they did do that with the sequel trilogy, but whatever.
Obi-Wan, I don't feel so good.
Oh, no.
Speaking of Obi-Wan, I have an idea
for
someone who could play him, especially if we're doing... Mentor. Huh? Yeah. Especially if we're doing old Ben Kenobi.
Yeah.
I thought Sean Connery. He would be the wise old man who
comes out of retirement.
Comes out of retirement, yeah. And he can kind of lay it down when he needs to. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it'd be like doubles and stuff for the fight scenes.
Yeah.
But I think he's got the commanding presence, but also be super calm.
Yeah, he can give kind of a warm presence.
Yeah.
He does that a little bit in Last Crusade.
Yeah.
When he's being a real, like, towards the end of the movie, when he's being a real dad to Indiana.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought of him. I was like, oh, who's like a father figure?
Right.
Boom.
Well, I'm going to bounce back to Luke because, spoiler alert, his twin sister, Leia, also needs to be cast. And I've had this thought for a really long time because I was like, if they ever do like something like a solo movie where they go back and do like a young Han Solo or whatever, who would best portray Leia Organa to be a real, you know, strong female presence to get shit done, but mm-hmm. also, you know, has some, you know, can get a little hot-headed, maybe is very youthful, still learning how to be a leader of the rebellion, and also to be someone who could appear as a twin to Luke, which, I mean, Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher, they didn't necessarily look a whole lot alike. But putting side by side, I think Tom Holland would pair really well with Millie Bobby Brown for Leia Organa.
Yeah. We have used her in the past, but she's an up-and-coming actress.
We've used Holland, too. Some of these actors we've
used. No, but that's really good. She's got a nice, like, don't take no crap from nobody type right. of attitude. Mm-hmm. But also, it's like, I don't know, she can be relatable.
It's a little bit of a cop-out in my mind, because I think she looks hella a lot like a young Carrie Fisher as well.
But give her little earmuffs.
It's just such a good presence, commanding presence. I think she would be really, really good for filling in that role.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sweet, man.
Do you want to finish out our top three with Han? Or do you have somebody else you want to jump to?
Yeah, I was thinking about Han. I was thinking of somebody with charisma, somebody who can also, you know, fight and be active, but also a little bit sarcastic. Mm-hmm. And I thought we saw very, very good performances from this actor in a bunch of his recent movies. I thought Joaquin Phoenix could be a pretty cool Han Solo.
For Han Solo?
Yeah.
Could you see him being a love interest with Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah, I could see. I mean, have you ever seen her?
Like I said, given a few years, obviously.
Yeah.
Because she's still a younger actress.
That's just an idea.
Yeah. What do you got? I'm going to write him down. He'd be a good...
he'd be a good Boba Fett, too.
Yeah, that's true. We can always swap out. I have... if we go with him to be his co-pilot, Chewie, I just straight up looked up tall actors.
Yeah.
But I also wanted somebody who could be a really good, like, physical presence, like, get kind of, you know, in the run and tumble of, like, trying to escape the Imperials on the Death Star. Like, mm-hmm. Chewie was, you know, a really warm presence, but generally static. We didn't get to see him, you know, running around, tearing limbs off, you know, that sort of thing.
The stuff people like.
I wanted somebody animated who was also tall. I looked up Jason Segel. He's 6'4".
Yeah,
so.
he's a tall dude.
He's tall. You compare it to...
He could be playful, too.
It has the rest of the cast on here, and, like, the next tallest person was, like, Neil Patrick Harris and Josh Radner in there at 6 foot. So, like, he's a tall boy.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
And I feel like he would give a lot of the energy that you need to portray the character of Chewie. Also, he's from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Weren't aware on the name.
Dude, I have what I think is a perfect Lando. So even though Donald Glover came to mind, and then I remember that he's actually Lando.
That would be cheating, yeah. Hardcore.
I thought somebody who could kind of be a little bit sassy, comic relief, also kind of play well with really any character that he comes across. Mm-hmm. And like interacting with them is Eddie freaking Murphy, Holmes.
That would be so cool.
Eddie freaking Murphy. And he's got the mustache.
So kind of a wizened, older Lando
we're
looking at. The Baron Administrator.
Yes.
Who you can't necessarily
trust.
Dude,
I thought it was perfect.
That's pretty sweet, actually. I like that. I think...
Well, how are we going to cast R2-D2? He's just beeps and beeps.
R2 was kind of a... I had a thought on that. So the way that they cast R2, they had somebody inside of him. Kenny Baker was operating the R2 unit on the inside, but they would probably just use something, you know, that could be remote controlled so they don't have to put a human person inside of a hot trash can.
Yeah, basically.
The sounds, however, of R2, Ben Burtt was the sound designer for Star Wars, and he kind of came to the beeps and boops and whistles of R2 by combining the kind of like babbling of a toddler along with like, robotic sounds.
I didn't know that.
And he was basically the voice of R2, so he kind of did these like blah 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 blah, and then like more or less auto-tuned it.
Yeah.
To make it more robotic sounding. They did a similar thing with BB-8 in the new trilogy.
Like and that?
A little bit, yeah, yeah. And
toddler
they had,
screams.
they had, I can't think of the actor's name, but John Ralphio.
Yes.
He and, oh God. He's the guy in Hot Rod.
Andy Samberg?
No. The guy who was on their crew.
Oh, it's
Bill
like
Hader.
Brother, yeah, Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, yeah. And John Ralphio's actor.
Yes.
Both did the voices for BB-8.
That's awesome.
So I would argue they could be R2-D2's voice.
Do
keeping
it.
In that similar vein. It's a little bit cop-out because we're, you know, just more or less trading voices, but...
Well, new character, whatever.
Yeah, I'll put Bill Hader...
It'd be hilarious if Bill Hader was 3PO and he was just super sarcastic all the time.
That would be a good one. I had a thought for 3PO. I was going to say, to kind of capture the British butler essence of him, kind of the nervous sidekick who's, you know, kind of quipping all over, but also just trying to hold his own. I thought of Martin Freeman.
Who's that again?
Bilbo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He plays kind of the quippy sidekick,
yeah,
nervous,
he does.
Sherlock.
And he's British.
And
no, he's not.
You can see him kind of be confident, but also like, oh, I'm out of my element in
yeah.
Black Panther.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he is British, so.
He did stick out, yeah.
So would you want Martin Freeman or Bill Hader?
Martin Freeman if we're doing a serious film.
For 3PO?
Yeah.
Martin Freeman it is. And then I will write Bill Hader / look up John Ralphio's actor real quick.
Just type John Ralphio.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who John Ralphio is. He's also the voice
so
of Sonic,
Google.
Right?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Ben Schwartz. I knew that, but I didn't think of it. I wonder if he's going to make a cameo. If he's going to make a cameo on tonight's Parks and Rec special.
Yeah.
Dating this episode.
Well... Who's next?
We've got
I got a Vader.
Well,
oh,
I'll tell you my Yoda first, and then we'll do the villains
okay.
just to fill out all the ideal cast.
Sounds good.
Plain and simple, I wanted a really good voice actor, and I also wanted somebody who knew the material, could sound like Yoda, could also sound like an old, wizened, you know, master teacher type.
Uh-huh.
And then the answer was right in front of us with Mark Hamill.
Dude, yeah, well, I thought of that, but I thought that would be a cop-out. But
it would be, I think,
perfect.
A good homage to the old trilogy.
That would be sweet, yeah.
And he could totally do it.
Yep. Well, when you look up top voice actors of all time, Mark Hamill's on that list.
Yep. I thought of him, and I was like, that should be Yoda.
Yeah, that's pretty perfect.
Yep. How cool would it be?
Yeah.
A full circle.
Right. Did you want to get Joaquin as Boba Fett and then you cast Solo before
sure.
we do?
I was going to argue otherwise Benedict Cumberbatch for Boba Fett.
Oh, nice.
I haven't watched the Hobbit series, but I'm thinking of like his voice for Smaug.
Smaug.
And having this real commanding, like,
yep.
deep voice.
Yep.
He's no good to me, dead.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if you go in the timeline of the Star Wars, technically Boba Fett's a clone of Jango Fett, who would be Temuera Morrison, but that's kind of a cop-out. So, but also, I think Joaquin could do that voice and be a commanding presence just as well. So it's really a toss-up between the two.
What about Benedict being Han Solo?
He's like a... So Han Solo is like this... he's like a straight up, like, the sexy one of Star Wars.
Really?
And, like, a lot of people that I know of, like, do find Benedict Cumberbatch attractive, but he's, like, that oddball, like, quirky.
Yeah. What about Clooney? Throw Clooney in there.
Well, we also got to think it's got to be somebody who can have a romantic presence with Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, Nick Cage.
So they
got
to be a little... God damn. You keep Nick Cage out of my Star Wars. Oh, my God. Yeah. Benedict or Joaquin for Boba, I would say.
Robert Downey Jr. could do Solo, too. That'd be a fun role.
God. Maybe one of the villains. I'll look up Solo and you decide on a Boba.
I thought Joaquin.
For Boba?
Yeah.
We can do Joaquin.
Great. Write it down.
Joaquin Phoenix for Boba Fett.
I thought that was good. I also just really like him. He's kind of awesome. But I also have a Darth Vader.
Cool. You do Vader. And yes. I'm going to see if I can
find out. So I'll give you the option because I have two that are absolutely gold. The first one is Keith David, who if he's more of a voice actor because we're doing voice actor for Vader, right?
We could split it up. Vader was portrayed by two different actors in trilogy. Yeah,
we'll do the voice here.
Okay.
So we
get
yeah.
some bodybuilder type to yeah. be the actual
Keith
body.
David, he played Dr. Facilier in The Princess and the Frog. He was also he did a bunch of voices like on Family Guy and some narration on like Nova and stuff like that. He's got a great voice. And he also played Spawn in Mortal Kombat 2, I believe. And yeah, so he's got a nice deep like menacing voice and he could do that. The other guy, which I'll give you, is what I would argue maybe a little more perfect, is Dennis Haysbert, who is the Allstate guy.
Nice. I did have that thought a little bit of like a Vader sounding voice.
Yep.
And he was one that I thought of, yeah.
The Empire stands. Are you in good hands?
That's good.
So, I like that.
I do like that, yeah.
Yeah, so Dennis Haysbert.
Dennis Haysbert.
Yeah. Everybody knows an Allstate guy.
How do you spell Haysbert?
H-A-Y-S-B-E-R-T.
We'll know. E-R-T?
Mm-hmm. Haysbert.
I thought you said Berg.
No, Haysbert.
Dennis Haysbert.
So, who you got?
I'm kind of running through a list of, like, younger actors. To portray Han, because we need, you know, somebody who could be the hotshot pilot smuggler who's definitely out of his element, but makes it look cool and makes it look like he's not out of his element.
Okay.
There was one that I saw that was kind of interesting. Nicholas Hoult.
Who that,
he
Spence?
Is the... I think most famous probably for Mad Max, Fury Road.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He also played...
He's the shiny in gold.
Yes. Witness
shiny
me.
Shiny in chrome. Yep, yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He also played Beast in the like X-Men First Class.
Yep.
That's on Hank here. McCoy. That's his character.
Yep.
Yeah, he'd be sweet, dude.
Yeah. I thought of him as, you know... I haven't seen much of his work, but I feel like he could, you know, put on the charm of Han Solo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, he has that action experience, so...
Do it up.
All right. Nicholas Hoult it is. And I could see him dating Millie Bobby Brown much easier than I could see Joaquin Phoenix doing it.
And not Nick Cage?
Joaquin's a great actor, but he's old as fuck.
I mean, yeah. All right, Spence, finish it out. We got right, Palpatine
other
and
two
Tarkin.
Villains. Well, I'll start with Tarkin, and then I'll do the ultimate big bad.
Yeah.
This is also slightly a cop-out just because I think if we were to ever replace Peter Cushing's portrayal of Tarkin, this is the actor that we would go with.
Got to look like Skeletor.
But also, he's the obvious choice. He does look like Skeletor. He has a very commanding presence if you've ever watched Game of Thrones.
Oh,
Charles Dance.
Tywin Lannister. Dude, you can't pick a better actor for that. Dang.
Exactly.
That is perfection.
Charles Darwin.
I'd be more afraid of him than Allstate guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's so cold and calculating. Yeah. And, like, the perfect, like, Grand Moff of the Empire.
Perfect choice.
Building onto that, someone else who could portray a very villainous presence, could be very animated, could give off that very dark vibe, that could be, I think, the ruler of the entire empire and the one pulling the strings behind all of this, Andy Serkis.
Oh,
give him a commanding role.
Yes.
As the emperor.
Bring him out of Emperor Snoke, and yes.
That is true. He did play Snoke.
Yeah, but...
Does that play into
this? No, because that was just his voice. I would love to see his physical presence as the Emperor. That'd be so cool.
He has the face for it, I think, to be the Dark Emperor of everything. Give him some Sith eyes, and that would be hella cool.
Dude, that'd be sweet. So what's our lineup here?
Our lineup of the Star Wars original trilogy reboot. Our big three, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Leia Organa. For our Luke, we've got Tom Holland portraying the hero of the Jedi and the Rebellion. Han Solo, our cocky, you know, son of a bitch who becomes a general. Nicholas Hoult, like we said, from X-Men and Mad Max. Our feisty, beloved princess who will... fight for the Rebellion and talk sass to Vader and shit. Millie Bobby Brown. Our faithful co-pilot, Chewbacca, played by Jason Segel. our C-3PO voice and portrayal will be Martin Freeman. R2-D2's beeps and whistles are going to be auto-tuned by a combo performance of Bill Hader and Ben Schwartz.
I'm a robot!
That would be so funny to sneak that in there.
Yep.
Our smooth talking Baron Administrator of Cloud City, Lando Calrissian, is going to be Eddie Murphy. That's a cool as hell sentence.
Yeah, it freaking is.
Our mentor characters, Obi-Wan Kenobi, or Old Ben, will be played by Sean Connery, and the voice of Yoda will be portrayed by Mark Hamill. And then going to the villainous side, Darth Vader, the ultimate bad guy, will be voiced by Dennis Haysbert. The Grand Emperor of the Empire, that's a sentence, Emperor Palpatine, going to be played by Andy Serkis. Grand Moff Tarkin, the Moff of the Death Star, will be played by Charles Dance. And our bounty hunter, Boba Fett, who's near silent but still a cool badass dude, will be Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
That is our
well done. That was original, a big project.
Yeah, it's such a monumental task. Fingers crossed they never do this.
Yeah.
But if they were to do it,
I'd go see this.
This is a decent lineup.
This would be
pretty
cool.
Reimagined and modernized and shit.
Off the top of our heads, this ain't bad, man.
Yeah. I like it.
Sweet. Well, May the 5th be with your Cinco de Mayo tacos.
Hans Zimmer casts or does the soundtrack.
Yes.
Because I doubt John Williams is going to make it to the reboot.
Just all boys.